Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey everyone, and thanks for joining me this week. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance and small business expert, author, and educator who's been hosting Money Girl since 2008. My mission is to help you get the knowledge and motivation to prioritize your finances, build wealth, and have much more security and less stress. This week's show is about the recent stimulus package that was signed into law. When President Biden was inaugurated, he pledged to make COVID-19 relief a top priority. So you probably heard that the American Rescue Plan Act, it goes by ARP, that was signed into law on March 11th, 2021. So it's the third round of assistance designed to boost the U.S. economy as it continues to struggle from the pandemic. Most of the provisions are temporary expansions just to manage the pandemic. However, some policy experts think that some of the features of the law may become permanent. ARP is a massive $1.9 trillion package that gives funding to state and local governments, schools, infrastructure projects, COVID testing and vaccination programs, and more. According to the Tax Foundation, about $850 billion will go to individuals and about $65 billion to businesses. The relief for individuals comes in the form of stimulus checks and various tax credits, building on benefits from previous laws, such as the CARES Act. In this podcast, I'll review five ways the stimulus helps individuals. We'll cover who qualifies for payments and other significant benefits that will increase your income, cut your expenses, or both. Today's episode is number 676, called Five Ways the American Rescue Plan Puts Money in Your Pocket. And if you want to review the notes for the show, you'll find them in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. All right, so let's get into the detail on several ways that the American Rescue Plan, or ARP, may put money in your pocket. Number one, receiving a stimulus payment. For this round of economic impact payments, which are also called recovery rebates or stimulus payments, the qualifying income levels are lower. Therefore, some people who received previous payments will not be eligible for the third payment. However, those who qualify will actually get larger payments than they did previously. So the first round paid out $1,200 and the second round was $600 per person. The third stimulus payment will be $1,400 per eligible person if you have adjusted gross income of up to $75,000 as a single taxpayer, $112,500 for those who file head of household, or $150,000 for married couples filing a joint tax return. Now, if you earn a little more than that, there is a phase-out range. So that's going to apply to single filers earning up to $80,000 a year, $120,000 for head of household filers, and $160,000 for joint filers. Those folks will qualify for a partial payment. And if you earn more than these amounts, you are ineligible for a payment. So let me give you an example. A single person with no dependents and an adjusted gross income of $77,500, kind of right in the middle of that phase out, they would get half of the amount, or $700, so half of the $1,400 payment. But as I said, if you go above $80,000 as a single person, you would be ineligible. Additionally, you also receive payments of up to $1,400 for each of your dependents, no matter their age. That's an expansion from the previous payments, which only paid for dependents who were under the age of 17. Now, most people will receive $1,400 for themselves and $1,400 for each qualifying dependent named on their tax return, such as a minor child, an adult child, a parent, or a grandparent who is your dependent. For example, a married couple who files taxes jointly and has two dependents would receive $5,600. That's $1,400 times four family members. If you're unsure if you're eligible for a stimulus payment, I'll put a link to the IRS's Get My Payment page in the notes for the show. Again, that's in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. And if you're uncertain if you can claim someone as a dependent for tax filing purposes, there's a tool for that. The IRS has a dependent tool, and I'll put a link to that as well for more information. Now, you don't need to take any action to receive your payment. It's based on your latest processed tax return for either 2019 or 2020. If you earned less in 2020 than you did in 2019, it's in your best interest to file your 2020 taxes as quickly as possible. Also note that the stimulus payments are not considered taxable income. If you didn't file a tax return for 2019 or 2020, but you're receiving some kind of federal payment, such as Social Security, railroad retirement, supplemental income, or veterans benefits, the IRS will fund the same accounts that you're currently using. If you have a direct deposit already set up, you may see the stimulus payment pending in your bank account. It could be there by now and definitely by March 17th, according to the IRS. However, the law technically gives them until the end of 2021 to complete the payments. Now, if you don't have direct deposit, no problem. The IRS is going to mail you a paper check or in some cases, even a prepaid debit card. So if you moved recently, be sure to update your information with the post office and use Form 8822 called Change of Address. That is also going to be linked in the show notes. Here's a really important quick and dirty tip. If your income is slightly higher than the stimulus payment qualifying limit that I just reviewed, or you're in that phase-out range, you want to consider ways to reduce your taxable income, at least for 2020. You might increase contributions to a traditional IRA for last year. That would reduce your adjustable gross income and may make you eligible to receive a payment. All right, let's talk about the second way that the ARP may put money in your pocket, which is qualifying for more tax credit. In addition to stimulus payments, ARP significantly expands the child tax credit for qualifying taxpayers. You must earn less than $75,000 a year as a single taxpayer or less than $150,000 as a joint tax filer in order to receive the credit. So now what's happening is the credit is increasing from $2,000 per child to $3,000 for each child age 17 and younger that you claim as a dependent. Previously, only children younger than 17 were eligible. Plus, the credit now pays $3,600 for each child you have under the age of six. Interestingly, the expanded child tax credit will be paid in advance and monthly. The IRS has been directed to begin the payout by July. However, many believe that due to the administrative burden on the IRS, getting the process established could take a little longer.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right. The third way the plan puts money in your pocket is getting extended unemployment benefits. So the new law extends unemployment benefits through early September 2021, which would have otherwise ended sooner. Now, recipients will get an additional $300 per week from the federal government on top of state benefits. Plus, you can get 53 weeks of federal benefits after your state benefits expire, and that's up from 24 weeks before the law. Another significant provision is that ARP exempts the first $10,200 of unemployment benefits received in 2020 from tax. However, you must earn less than $150,000 as a single taxpayer to qualify for that exemption. Now, if you already filed taxes for 2020, you know, this is going to get a little confusing, but the IRS says just wait for guidance instead of filing an amended tax return. So if you're thinking, gosh, you know, I already filed 2020 and now I'm finding out I should have filed something different in order to take advantage of benefits, don't panic. They're going to give you plenty of opportunity to take advantage of everything that you're eligible for. But if you file an amended tax return right now, it just may confuse the matter. So just stay put and I'll be sure to communicate changes as I know them. All right, the fourth way that ARP puts money in your pocket is having reduced health insurance premiums. So the 2021 stimulus plan also expands the Affordable Care Act, making health insurance more affordable to those without coverage through an employer. It temporarily cuts the cost of health insurance premiums by expanding the tax credit subsidies for plans purchased on the federal or state marketplaces in 2021 and 2022. Rates for the ACA-qualified health plans depend on various factors, including the state where you live, your age, family size, and the policy that you choose. The premium subsidy that you may be eligible for is based on your projected income for the year at the time you apply for coverage. Then what happens is at tax time. So like if you applied for coverage right now, next April at tax time, you have to settle up with the government based on your actual income for the year. So let's say you end up earning more than you said you thought you would earn on the application. You may be required to repay some or all of the federal government's subsidy. And if you earn less, you may be entitled to a higher tax refund. If you have income below a certain threshold, you qualify for tax credits that actually get paid by the federal government to your health insurance company, and that leaves you with a reduced monthly payment. That's how these subsidies work. Now, the American Rescue Plan makes the health premium subsidies available to those with higher incomes who otherwise would not qualify for assistance. Now, anyone with health premiums exceeding 8.5% of their household income is qualified for relief. ARP also increases the subsidies for those with lower incomes who are currently enrolled in an ACA-qualified health plan. The federal government will pay a larger share of the health premium for you, which reduces the monthly cost to the policyholder. So if you are already enrolled in a marketplace plan and you're already enjoying a subsidy, which makes your premium lower each month, it's very likely that your premium could come down further. And another way that ARP will help you is that it prevents taxpayers who overestimated their 2020 income from having to repay any excess subsidies at tax time. And that clawback protection will be in place only for a year, so only for 2021. However, like other tax breaks that I'm covering, Congress may consider making them permanent legislation. We'll see. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that ARP will allow millions of Americans without health insurance to get coverage. There's a special enrollment period for ACA coverage that runs through May 15, 2021. So if you are uninsured, you are not getting health insurance because you got laid off from your job, or you think you can't afford a marketplace plan, or your COBRA coverage ran out, there has never been a better time to get affordable health insurance. So be sure to check that out. Again, you can do that through your state exchange, or you can just start out at healthcare.gov. And the fifth way that ARP puts money in your pocket is getting COBRA subsidies. This is another significant benefit that will help Americans maintain their health coverage. COBRA is a federal law that I've podcasted about before. It allows workers who leave a job with group health insurance to continue purchasing that same insurance for a period of time. Now, typically, it's quite expensive, and so that will prevent people from being able to afford those premiums. Now, the new law says that if you're laid off from your job, or you no longer qualify for employee benefits because you've got reduced hours, the law will pay 100% of the cost of your COBRA premiums. That is a huge temporary benefit that will begin on April 1st, and it ends on September 30th, 2021. So we've got this window here from April through September where if you need COBRA coverage, it will be paid for you 100%. So again, the subsidy is not available if you voluntarily leave a job or you become eligible to enroll in another group plan. You get a new job and you've got insurance there. But if you are in a situation where you do voluntarily leave a job, let's say you want to be self-employed, you can get your coverage through the marketplace and you may qualify for a subsidy that is now even higher than it would be before the law was passed. And if you do qualify for COBRA, this subsidy is quite valuable because, as I mentioned, the premiums can be expensive. And additionally, that coverage for your COBRA premiums is not considered taxable income. So I hope this helps you understand how the new law will benefit you. This podcast is certainly not a complete list of all the tax breaks in the American Rescue Plan, but I think they're the ones that may affect you the most. As you can imagine, all these temporary regulations mean that the IRS will be pretty busy rolling out the changes and recalculating tax liability. So we're going to have to be a little patient with them. Plus, the new regulations are going into effect in the middle of the 2021 tax season, making it even more confusing. I'm sure the IRS will be issuing much more guidance soon to clarify all the questions that are coming from consumers and tax accountants, and I'll keep you updated. So just to review, the American Rescue Plan of 2021 helps individuals by, number one, receiving a stimulus payment, number two, qualifying for more tax credit, number three, getting extended unemployment benefits, number four, having reduced health insurance premiums, and number five, getting COBRA subsidies. I really appreciate you being with me today. If you are not already signed up for my weekly newsletter, I would love you to be on my list. You'll get a short email each week that's filled with tips and tools that I think you'll enjoy, all about saving more money, growing your money, and becoming an amazing money manager. So to get it, visit lauradadams.com where you can opt in or text me, text the phrase get updates with no space to the number 33444 and you will be on my list. And if you're not into email, another great way to stay in touch is to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. You can just search for it on Facebook or text dollars, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to that same number, 33444, and I will send you a quick invitation to join that Facebook group. All right, that's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, take a moment to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. New episodes are released every Wednesday, and when you follow the show, you will get them automatically for free. So be sure to follow us in the Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.